So welcome to this Qigong taster class. I always start my classes sitting in a chair for a little breathing practice to just create a bit of separation between the class and the rest of your day. So sitting comfortably for you, hands placed wherever you choose. I'm not leaning back into the chair, I'm sitting nice and upright. And just take a moment to feel your feet resting into the ground, your body sitting. And your hands wherever they're resting. Feel your spine drawing up nice and tall. And you can either take your gaze down or close your eyes, whatever you feel comfortable with. Feel the crown of the head drawing up to the sky. And take a lovely deep breath in. And as you slowly release the breath, feel the muscles of the face relaxing. Shoulders ease down from the ears of the jaw. Possible you're breathing through your nose. We're going to take six long, slow breaths. Easy, comfortable breaths. Your mind wanders away, drawing it back to your breath. Feeling the movement the breath creates in the body. And just one more long, slow breath. And then clasp your hands. You could open your eyes and have a lovely big stretch up to the sky, pushing up with your hands and releasing down to the sides. So I'm going to do some little rotations of our wrists. We use the hands quite a lot in Qigong, so it's quite nice to just loosen all the joints or rotate the other way. And then make a little fist with your hands and spring your fingers out. Fist and spring. And again. And then just a little shake through the wrist. So some of you may like to do perhaps sitting, those are standing, or move the chairs out of the way. And as we go through this little taster class today, you just do as much or as little as feels right for you. We're going to do some little warm-up exercises. So we'll start with some nice shoulder rolls. My shoulders are always tight, more in this direction. And then coming the other way. You might creak and crunch a bit. As long as there's no pain, that's fine. But shrug up to your shoulders. And release down and one more. I'm going to rotate an ankle so you may have to touch onto something to hold yourself nice and steady, or maybe you can pop your hands on your hips, circling an ankle. Go the other way. And then we'll try the other leg. So again, hold on if you need to. Keeping yourself safe in your practice. Come the other way. And popping that foot down. And let's come to our head and neck, circling like a big wheel, trying to keep the rest of your body still. One more. And then taking the head over to one side and the other. And then we'll look round over a shoulder and the other one. Good. So we start our practice interlacing our thumbs, placing them about two finger widths below your belly button. I've brought my feet a little bit closer together. We just take a moment to feel the earth beneath our feet, the sky above our heads. Check that you've not tensed the backs of your knees. And take your gaze down or close your eyes. And just take a couple of breaths here. Most of the time our thoughts are busy. This is a bit of time just to bring your thoughts back to a quieter place. One more breath here. And then releasing the hands. I bring my feet to about hip width apart, interlacing fingers. As you breathe in, the hands rise up, the body turning towards you, up to about eye height, and then pushing slowly down. And do that twice more, inhaling up. And there's a clearing movement. When it comes to knocking on the door of life, we'll take the feet a little bit wider and let your hips swing from side to side. The arms can start to join in. If you get dizzy easily, you might wish to face forward. Otherwise, you can turn and look slightly over the shoulder. And the back hand taps on the kidney area. If you twist a bit more deeply, you might want to lift the opposite heel. Enjoying the feeling of movement. And it's entirely up to you how vigorous you make the movements. And then slowing that down again. And as you breathe in, a big reach up to the sky and pushing the hands slowly down through the centre. We'll bring the feet in to about shoulder width again. And a little movement known as my lady's wrist. As you inhale, the backs of the wrists rise up. As you exhale, heels of the hands push down. Your knees like it, you could add a little bend of the knees as you come down. The knees follow the line of the toes. Gaze is softly forward. Do this three more times. So unlike Tai Chi and Qigong, we repeat all the movements several times. And your feet still about hip width apart. As you breathe in, lift the elbows up the side of the body. Small step to one side. And you push down towards the earth. You're in charge of how far you come down. As you breathe in, the arms open up high above you. Draw down through your midline as you step your foot back in. As you breathe in, the elbows lift. A small step to your other side, pushing down to the earth. Lifting the arms up high. So imagining guiding a beam of light down through your centre, just step back in. Elbows lift, we step down to the earth, rising up. And so hands down through the centre. Sweeping up and down through the centre. And we'll do this once more to each side. Earth and sky. Physically, we're building strength in our thighs. Working with our breath. Nice gentle movements. Welcome to Heaven and Earth breath. Hands are a little way apart. I've taken my feet slightly wider. Just breathe in, the palms push out on a diagonal. You might like to watch your top hand. Breathing out, the hands come back towards each other. And then the other diagonal. The balance allows and it feels nice. You may like to close your eyes. Qigong means working with energy. We're working with what yogis would call prana, or the universal energy. Let's do this once more with each hand. With the hands facing in towards each other, should breathe in, lift with the heart, opening the heart as the arms come out to the sides. Should exhale, draw the forearms together and round through your upper back. It's breathing in to open that yang or energetic movement, breathing out the yin or more reflective movement. Lift of the heart stops you compressing through the lower back. Let's do this once more. Body rise up, draw the feet in towards each other. As you breathe in, the palms lift up to the sides. And draw down through your center. We'll come back to the thumbs interlaced. Watch your lower dantian. Come to bamboo in the wind, allowing your weight to rock gently through your feet. You might be moving slightly forwards and backwards, side to side, diagonal, whatever feels okay. But just make sure that you're not putting yourself at risk of falling. And then gradually coming back to stillness. Just taking a moment to notice how you feel. Maybe slightly calmer, stiller. One more breath here. And then releasing the hands. And for those of us that have been standing, we'll get our chairs back again. Take our seats again. I like to finish my classes with a short breath practice, a meditation. So sitting, such so you're not slouching in your chair. Again, your thigh bones pointing forward, hands resting wherever feels comfortable for you. Just shoulders roll back and down, chin tucks in. And feel the feet on the earth, hands on your legs. Notice your breath. Rise of the chest, swell of the abdomen as you breathe in, and a gentle release as you breathe out. As best you can, keeping all your awareness focused in on your breath. Mind might decide to take a little wander. When you notice, you guide it back to your breath. And on your next exhale, perhaps drop your hands on your legs. Allow your eyes to open. And lifting your head. So I hope you enjoyed that little introduction to Qigong classes. If you'd like to join me, then please do get in touch. Thank you for watching.